Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Friday indeed. Hell yes. Look at this weather today. Beautiful out, a little breeze, sunny. Hopefully you didn't get any storm damage last night when that came blazing through at a couple different opportunities. I think we talked briefly before the show. I was in my house is in good shape. Doug, yours is in good shape. Kang's is
very
in good
fortunate.
Shape. Yeah, fortunate because it was some areas were not, but and I was talking to Costas. Had got any big weekend plans? He's like, "Nah, not really. Got to do some landscaping outside." So no, that's well. The good news is that it's like perfect landscaping weather, in that it's going to be like 60s, but sunny. It's going to be beautiful outside, but enough of a chill in the air that while you're out there working up a sweat, it's going to be okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to actually weather today and the whole weekend. And yeah, I got outside and did some landscaping yesterday. Thursday mow, some areas of the lawn needed some repair work. Got down in there, got my hands dirty.
Yeah, there you go.
Planted some stuff.
Stuff.
I planted stuff.
Get in there, stuff.
And the truth is, it probably won't work, but I gave it a shot anyway, so... We shall see. How was your Thursday? Anything exciting? There are no games. Well, no local games, right?
Yeah, right. That was that. But no, it was fine. My mom had come over. My brother was picking her up. They're going to head out to the west side of the state. So I got to hang with them for a little bit before they left.
Mm-hmm.
I started to get the pond back in order. I got the waterfall going now, so it's pretty much set up. Although I'm having an issue with the pond lighting. I have to figure that issue out.
Yeah.
But beyond that, it took a nice long walk last night before it got dark.
Good for you.
Yeah, yeah. I saw 9 deer. 3 different houses had deer.
9 deer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And did you say what you say?
Hello, deer. Every one of them. Yeah. And then I wave at them like they're going to wave back.
Yep.
But here's what I noticed. When I waved at them, they'd stare at me. I'd say, hello, deer, and they'd stare at me. And then I'd wave to them, say, hello. Their tails would go. And then they'd go right back down to eating grass.
So you wave at the deer and they react to you?
That's the way I'd like to think of it.
Okay.
I'm not certain that that's the case, but I did notice a tail was wagging.
You're not certain, huh?
No. That may just been like, I've got a fly in my ass. Let me just try to get this off.
Sure. Often misinterpreted. That's why I wave at people. Just fly in my ass.
Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah. I can't believe we're midway through May. More than midway through May. It's flying by.
Yeah.
How'd this happen?
I don't like that.
Careening towards June. Kids about to get out of school. Wife's about to get out of school. She's really, really happy. You know what's funny though? She says, and then maybe Kang, you might see this with your girls, and that is, it's the wife says it's like the kids have a sixth sense and they just become absolutely rambunctious this time of year. They are so done.
Oh, my daughter's been done.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, I'm like, hey, listen, we're there. We're almost there. Just hang on. She's like, we're doing the same stuff every day, Dad. The same stuff. Mm-hmm. She's ready to go. I don't know. The teachers feel it. The kids feel it. Everyone feels it. Yep.
Teachers definitely feel it this time of year. Well, at least my wife's experience is that kids know. Kids know.
What does she tell them? Like, how does she keep them motivated?
You know, I got to tell you, I love visiting her class because she rules with an iron fist. And I just, it's so refreshing to see her mad at somebody else. And I'm like, this is great. I'm not in any trouble whatsoever.
It's like you're at a away game. This is awesome. Rooting on my team in a away game. Used to seeing this at home.
Yeah.
Out in the wild. This is something.
Has nothing to do with me.
Give it to him, honey. Tell him what's up. Want me to bring an adult in the room?
She can do that. She said something that's kind of funny. You know, when she was getting her teaching certificate and was younger, it was like, I want all the kids to love me. And now she's like, I don't give a crap whether they like me or not.
I'm here to teach.
We're here to get a job done, and we're going to do it.
Got to get you prepared for the next level. Let's go.
That's right.
That's the right attitude.
The right attitude. But because you ask kids, like seriously, still my kids to this day, how's your teacher? How's your boss? How's, you know, this? How's that? They always say the same. They're nice or they're not nice. Like that's what the judgment is made by a kid is, are they nice to me or are they not nice to me? But, you know, that's not the job of a teacher and really not the job of a boss. I mean, you can be respectful and you can be nice, but we got to get the job done here.
Is your wife nice?
I don't think she's very nice. I don't think so. I think she's just, we got to get a job done, right? Okay, so what do we got? Did we start with Thunder Nuggets? We got a Thunder Nuggets.
We got a Thunder Nugget Game 7 coming up.
Game 7, Thunder Nuggets. It's do or die, Thunder Nuggets.
Are they going to drop the Nuggets? Is that what's going to happen? The thunderous drop of the Nuggets or what?
Nuggets prevail.
That's exciting.
Thunder Nuggets.
Game 7's, man. Game 7's are great.
Game 7's are great. Game 7's are great. So we got that. Okay, the Knicks and Celtics play tonight.
Staving time.
Yeah, and I will tell you, if the Celtics stave here, it's going to be starting to border on comical. Like, oh boy, this could be way more entertaining than I expected because I'm reduced to hate watching. Not really hate watching, but I'm reduced to who am I rooting against? I have nobody really left in the NBA or NHL to root for. So I'm doing the rooting against thing. And rooting against the Knicks is pretty genuine. As I said, it's made for uncomfortable bedfellows. I'm rooting for the Celtics, but if the Celtics pull off a win in New York tonight,
well, you know, as I'm looking at this series, in the five games, the home team is 3-2 in these games. So the game tomorrow, or the game tonight, I should say, it's in New York. So if the road team wins, it's not a surprise because that's what's happened. They won a couple in this one, and we know what happened in the Pistons series. The road team was winning quite a bit. This is an elimination game or stave off elimination game. If you look at it, it's who knows who wins, right? I mean, you think you know, like how can Boston possibly lose? All right, I'm sorry. How can New York possibly lose? They're playing at home. You know, the best player for Boston is out. And New York is a 2.5-point favorite in this one.
Yeah. Well, I will be highly entertained if the Celtics pull this off. And we've checked Jason Tatum not back yet from the torn Achilles.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at it right now. Injury report. Jason Tatum.
Out.
Out.
Yep. Tigers.
OFS. Out for the series.
Yeah.
So even if it goes to a game seven, Doug,
he's listed as doubtful for the next round advance. We got a Tigers series in Toronto. We got to get into some Lions stuff to kick around. It's a Friday. Oh, by the way, are you going to eat that in the noon hour? It is. Carson Anderson. Now, I've got no samples today.
No bendable foods. No moldable foods.
Nothing that tastes like sawdust.
Now, let's be accurate. It tasted like drywall.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1, the ticket.
With some of the back butter you used to put tiles on. Hey, you want that green, beautiful, weed-free lawn this summer? Do the right thing. Call Natural Way Lawn and Tree Service where you get green and stay green with Natural Way. 888-GET-GREEN is the telephone number or check them out at naturalwaylawn.com. And for a limited time only, purchase a full lawn program. You get free grub control, but you got to mention my name, Gator, and the station's 97.1 the ticket. Look, this warm weather is great. The sun's coming out. It's awesome. We're getting some rain as well. We know everything's starting to grow, which is, it can be beautiful. But if you start to see the dandelions, well, that can be a problem for you because if you leave them around, they're going to rob your lawn of water and nutrients, and that's not what you want. You want beautiful, green, lush lawn. Take care of those dandelions before they go to seed. Plus, it's not too late to treat for crabgrass. You see crabgrass in the summer? It's going to be too late. But right now, it's not too late, so make sure you call Natural Way to get that beautiful weed-free lawn. They don't give you the runaround. They treat for exactly what they tell you they're going to. In fact, after they treated your lawn, they leave you a little report card and tell you, hey, here's what's working. Here's what's not working. It's really great. I've used them for almost a dozen years. I couldn't be happier with my lawn. They've been around for 35 years, in fact. Michigan-owned, Michigan employees. They got Michigan families. Keep your money right here in the state of Michigan. Plus, it's a company that's involved in local charities, and who doesn't love that? Give Natural Way a call today, 888-GET-GREEN, or go to naturalwaylawn.com.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 the ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. All right, so look, no Tiger game last night. We'll get into the series in Toronto a little bit later on. Boo what?
I want baseball every night, man. I want to see this team play every single day.
I mean, here's the thing is I think there's you're always that way, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's fine. I think the average fan, though, is getting to be that way. Like, you know, best record in baseball, you want to see your team play. It's way more fun. This is going to be a really good summer if they keep this up. And they, you know, a lot of people are saying, yeah, they're for real. Yeah, they're for real. And I always like looking for outside voices. And that's why the last couple of days we had old school Jim Bowden and we had analytics guy, both giving them a stamp of credibility and saying, yeah, this is not a fluke. This is a really good baseball team. So, you know, again, we have a lot to talk about, a lot to preview this weekend with Toronto. But it was a funny conversation took place in the office yesterday. Kang was joking around with Heather. Heather from the morning show, who served as, what was her title? In stadium host at Comerica?
Yes.
Okay, so you may or may not have known that a few years ago, Heather was the one with the microphone walking around in the stadium, you know, asking people trivia questions.
In stadium host.
Yeah. And you know, overseeing giveaways and stuff like that. And she did that, I don't know, a couple seasons? Was it two seasons?
I don't have her LinkedIn up, so I can text her. But, yeah, she was there for a few years at least.
All right, doing that job, and now obviously just does a morning show here at 97.1 The Ticket. I shouldn't say just. She does other things too. But anyway, Heather's great. You guys are talking about her job, and how did it come up, like the giveaway she oversaw?
Yeah, so I think you were asking somebody a question, and I said to Heather, "Is that sound like a question that you would have asked a fan at Comerica Park when you used to work?"
Yeah,
and she's like, "Yeah, it would have." And then we started talking about giveaways and how fun, you know, she loved doing that.
She did love doing that.
Yeah, and so we just talked about giveaways and how. And then how they were fun, and I was talking to Gator about how, man, that's one of my things growing up, or still growing up now, is not just catching a foul ball at a game, but just to be in one of those rows or be a fan that wins a prize at the park.
Like, you get pizza.
Yeah.
You get pizza. Here's
have you ever been won that?
Gator.
Yep.
Did you?
Gator. Yep.
Okay, hold on. What happened?
So good.
So this is in the, I would guess it's probably around 1997-ish, somewhere in there. So it's at Tiger Stadium.
Yep.
I was at the game with our friend Scott Pegg. He used to work at the station with us. So Pegger and I are at the game, and there's not many people there. And we're sitting in the lower deck, third base side. And all of a sudden we hear over the loudspeaker, "Time now for Dog Row." And the guy we used to work with, Jimmy Barrett, who was a talk show host here back in the day, Jimmy was the voiceover. He was the PA announcer. So we got to hear it, and I look at Scott, go, oh, man, I always wanted to be a dog. He goes, I know. We both love dogs. And I look up at the big screen up in center field, and they tell you the section, whatever, and then they have like a shot of us, and I'm like,
of you guys?
Yeah. I go, dude, we're in dog row. He's like, what? I go, we're in dog row. And we could not have been more excited, right? Because it's like, yeah, what are they gonna just gonna set down a cooler full of hot dogs for us? We're gonna get all day long. All day long. Give us a squeeze bottle of mustard, squeeze bottle of ketchup. Here we go. And somebody comes down, a vendor comes down and has, you know, the hot dogs that are in the container or whatever, and then they start passing them out. And, like, we're literally the only ones in the row. But we're like, yeah, we'll give them. You get a hot dog, and you get a hot dog.
You're handing them out to other people?
Yeah, we start handing them out to other people. And then it dawns us, wait a minute. Let's not miss out on dog row. And we only saved a hot dog each for each of us. I'm like, we won the row. There's only two people in this row. And there's like 20 hot dogs we get to give away. We should have saved more than that, but we saved one each, and it was special. It was a dream come true. 100%.
But Gator, do you remember it?
I know Scott listens to the show. If he's listening, he should.
Dude, you lucky bastard! You lucky. Yeah. They would get Doug. Scott the Gator Anderson was in dog row. Could it be more perfect?
No, it couldn't be more perfect. And as you can see, it was very meaningful. I don't think it was just meaningful at the time. I get the sense you want to be part of dog row again.
When I want to go to my happy place.
You think back to the dog row day?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was, I'd love to be in dog row again. I'd handle it differently. I'm sure I'd handle it differently.
In what sense?
We would save more hot dogs.
Yeah.
Stop being so generous.
You're way too generous.
Yeah, way too generous.
So how many hot dogs do you think you gave away the day you were in dog row?
If there were 20, we gave away 18.
And all of a sudden, he knows how to do math, Doug.
If calculus had been done with hot dogs...
I'm a Stephen Hawking over here, dude.
If there were 50, we gave away 48.
Kate Early would have taken math 108.
If there were 100, we would have given away 98. Yes.
It turns into Rain Man. He's like, oh, carry the mustard over there.
He's mathing his ass off.
It was such a glorious moment, dare I say, in my life. Can you know what it feels like?
No, I don't. I want to know what it feels like.
You know what it is to want to have that opportunity. I know Kenny is like, you got it.
Kenny still goes to a ton of games now. Like, it's one of my things where, like, you get there, Doug, and you're like, whether they bring up the huge, giant lotto ticket, oh, are they coming in my section? They coming this way, you know, or they're, you know, they have the girls bring out, like, the pizzas. Like, hey, you know, what section are they at? You look at the Jumbotron. Is that near me? Is it by me? Am I going to get a pizza? Like, I've always wanted to win something
This is something that you are really hoping to have happen.
Yes. That and my four-year-old to like me.
Well, I will say, you might win dog row someday. There is that you can look forward to.
Yeah, dude. And if you do... savor it.
Okay, so was at that time there was no Heather to deliver, or is it just a hot dog guy? And
it wasn't a hot dog guy. It was somebody from the team, you know. But yeah, I don't know. It was they just had hey, you vendor, go down there and give these people hot dogs.
Might have been an intern or something like that.
Could have been. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. That wasn't paying attention to who was giving us the hot dogs. I was just paying attention to handing the dogs out and then saying, wait a minute. Let's not give them all away.
So we started asking Heather about like stuff they've given away when she had that job. They gave away a lot. It wasn't just dog row or pizza row.
Yeah, I didn't know this. They gave away like New Era hats, T-shirts, obviously. But she said they also did a game for it was like sponsored by Bell Tire. They gave away new tires to people. Like,
sweet.
Yeah, you get new tires.
Wow.
Sometimes you get upgraded seats, autographed baseball, bobbleheads, things like that. So, yeah, I'd love to hear from people, man.
That's just what we want to know is, did you ever win anything at a game? At a game, you got on the big screen, you answered the trivia question, or you were sitting in dog row, or...
You got a hoodie.
Or you got a set of tires. I don't know. I want to ask you, based upon your enthusiasm for your dog row day, dog row or tires? What would be better for you?
Given my luck with tires lately, I would have taken the tires.
You take the tires? Okay. Yeah.
You always take the tires.
All right. So what did you win and how did you win it when you were at a game? God, what a payoff. I didn't realize that you had dog rowed.
Hell yeah, I had dog row.
1997.
1990-something, yeah. It was a 97, 98, 99, one of those. I don't know. It was before it was Comerica Park. It was glorious.
And it still is meaningful to this day.
Yes.
I mean, when you looked up and saw yourself, did you know right away, or you like, hey, I think?
Just got a big smile, and I said, I'm dog row, man.
Dog MF and row.
We have dog row.
248-539-9797. Do you know what your home's water score is? Telltale signs like water spots, dingy laundry, or dry skin indicate your water score needs to get better. Improve your water score by calling CGC Water at 855-339-4242. This month, get a free Kinetico reverse osmosis system with a purchase of a Kinetico Premier softener. If you're not filtering your water, you are the filter. Call 855-339-4242 or visit cgcwater.com today. Improve your water score. Contact CGC Water Treatment and Plumbing, your authorized independent Kinetico dealer. Tell them Doug Karsh sent you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson. All right, look, we told, and Gator looks back at this as one of the glorious times in his fandom. We'll get dizzy. Little atomic dog here. Anyway, Gator won dog row once and remembers that day first of all, like it was yesterday. Oh, secondly, yeah, it sounds like it's in the top 5 to 10 things that's ever happened with you in your life.
Oh, well, neither confirm nor deny.
And you were with a former colleague, Scott Pegg, who actually heard this and is with us now on 97.1 The Ticket. You were there that day, Pegger. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're great.
We're great.
First time caller, long time former coworker.
What do you remember?
Yeah, well, it was Scott and I had a blast. That was wonderful. That was quite the treat. And there was nobody else in our row. There was just us two. And then people started jumping in the row and taking our dogs.
Well, you, according to Scott, you guys were generous with them.
Well, yeah. Once they're in the row, what are you going to do? Say no, not for you.
You know, if you look at us, you know we could put a couple away. But, you know, we didn't. We thought, you know, share and share alike.
Right. And now, if you had to do it all over again, would you have done anything different?
I mean, I probably would have booted the other people out of the room. Get out of here.
Yeah, right. I mean, because we almost gave them all away. We're like, wait a minute, let's make sure we at least get a hot dog. I mean, yeah, I think if we go back and look at it, we probably would have saved a couple hot dogs each, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Hell yeah. That would have been the call.
Was Gator back almost 30 years ago as excited on that day as he was reliving this story?
Yes. 100%. We both were.
Yeah. I mean, we realized we were in dog row, pointed up to the screen. That's us, man. And that was literally us, two guys in the row, two fat guys in a row, waiting for dog row like it's our job.
And we may have been the only fans there. It was a miserable, cold, wet April Saturday game, I think, as I recall. So,
fantastic.
Lived it up.
Good to have a witness.
Ever won anything since at a baseball game?
Never. No, I watched a guy catch a couple home run derby balls one time, but that never me. No,
that was also Scott.
That was also me.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Well, Pegger, glad that you could verify Gator's story. And hey, thanks for listening.
Always, you know that. Take care, boys.
All right, we'll see you. Scott Pegg, he's producer here. 97.1 The Ticket. And back in the day, witnessing the Gator winning dog row. Did you win anything at a game ever? Josh, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Josh.
How you doing, guys? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday to you.
So about 10, 11 years ago, I was going to a lot of Wings games. I played a 50-50, and this was when I was 40 tickets for about $20, I think.
Yeah.
Ended up winning about $10,000 on the 50-50. I waited until the very last moment. I told myself, I'm not going to buy anymore. Go up to the concourse in the third period, ended up buying more. And, big score. And then once I realized I had won, the Wings actually had tied, they were playing the Penguins. They tied it with like 0.1 seconds to go, sending it to overtime. The Wings won in overtime. So it was just one big giant party.
Wow. Wow. 10,000. Yeah. Did you have to like claim that?
Yeah, I had to claim it. So after taxes, it was a little under $8,000. So paid off a couple bills. And then my buddy and I, we went out to the West Coast. We started in Seattle, and then we went all the way down Highway 1.
Oh.
Pretty much spent every last hour. I do it over again.
That's an elite trip.
Yeah. That's great.
Elite trip.
It was awesome. 50, it was only 50. 10 days. If you're going to do that trip, do 2 weeks, 3 weeks. But yeah, it was amazing down the coast the whole way down. It was awesome.
All because he bought 50-50 tickets.
Yeah, right.
Do you keep buying? Do you still buy them to this day?
I do not. No, nope, that was my last time I ever bought 50-50 tickets.
Yeah. Yeah, odds are against, right?
Yeah, I mean, now you get one, you get $20, you get 20 tickets, so it's just, and yeah, there's probably a good chance I'll never come close to that again. So.
Josh, thank you. 248-539-9797.
But he won once.
He did win once. Let's go to Jacob here next on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Jacob?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right, Jacob.
So, not a hot dog row, but me and my buddy went spur of the moment to a Tigers game one time, and we won a Blu-ray copy of Ballers, like just one of the seasons, and also a lawn chair for Ballers.
Oh.
Never watched the show, never planned to. The real kicker is, though, later that night, we decided to go to a beer festival, and I ended up meeting a girl that would end up becoming my wife.
You are a
pretty eventful day.
Really? Do you still got that Blu-ray copy of Ballers to this day?
And the lawn chair?
The DVD couldn't speak to the launcher. I use it every time now.
There you go.
What about the wife? She's still around? You still married?
Yeah. Just got married 6 months ago.
Nice.
So every time we go to a Tigers game, I always got a reminder. Hey, you never know what we could win.
Congratulations.
You won a wife.
Thanks, guys.
See you, Jacob. 248-539-9797. Mike, you're next on 97.1. Hi, Mike.
Hey, happy Friday, guys. How are you?
We're doing all right, great. Mike.
Good, good. Yeah, so not quite like the hot dog row, but similar story. You know, I meet a bunch of buddies. We go to the Tigers game. This is probably, I don't know, 10 years ago at this point. And so we're drinking. We're having fun. It's a hot day. And so they start providing, you know, the scratch-off tickets for the Michigan lottery. Each section can win up to $10,000 and whatever it was, right? So we finally see the lady with the big, giant ticket start walking up to us, right? So we're screaming our butts off and so on and so forth. And so finally she gets up close to us. I'm screaming, taking my shirt off. She finally gives me the ticket. I'm thinking I win $10,000, right? like I had the chance to do it. And so after it's all done, they take the ticket away, the large ticket. And I'm like, wait, what's going on? And they're like, go to the will call and you have a chance to win $10,000. To find out it was really just a $5 scratch-off.
You won a scratch-off ticket.
Yeah, that's all it really was a $5 scratch-off ticket that you could win up to $10,000.
Amazing.
And naturally, of course, it was a loser. So, not the exciting portion like the last guy who actually won the 50-50, but I had a shot, or at least I thought I did.
Mike, so. I want you to understand this. I want you to understand this. That is not a reflection of you. Okay?
Yeah.
The ticket was the loser. Sure. You're not a loser.
You're not a loser, Mike.
Right,
yep.
For sure.
Yep. Yeah. That would suck. I won 10 grand. No, 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 no,
you didn't. Won something almost as good.
Yep.
And that's a chance to win 10 grand.
You've got a 1 in 50,000 shot to win 10 grand. Best of luck.
Start scratching.
Yeah.
Oh.
Can I just turn this ticket in and get the $5 instead? Let's go to Stephanie. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Stephanie.
How about a hot dog?
What's up, guys? First time calling in. Gator, I was your waitress like back in 2011 when the Tigers were good back then at Buddy's Pizza. So nice to talk to you again.
Here we go.
I was trying not to be a crazy fangirl. You were clearly on a date. So I was at the end, I was just like, go Tigers, let's get this postseason, and just like ran off. So that was cool. But
thank you for your decorum.
Of course. So I was sitting behind Hot Dog Row. The giveaway girls, they were like, hey, there's extra seats. Hop in this seat. So I was like, are you sure? Don't tempt me with a good time. So I entered Hot Dog Row and enjoyed a free dog. And there was one other time. So this is when the Tigers were bad. maybe 2015, 2016, 2017, something like that. I think I was out for my birthday with a couple of friends. There was nobody was there. I think it was a Yankees game. There was more Yankees in the stands than Tigers. Just absolutely. So, you know. but I'm with my buddies, and this guy pops up and asks, do you want to answer some questions to win some prizes? And I look at my friends, and I'm like, you guys should do it. You guys should do it. And they're all just pointing at me like, no, she's going to do it. So I'm like, oh, crap. Sure, I was nervous as hell, but we did it. I answered the questions, and I won some Little Caesars gift cards. I think it was like 5 gift cards for $15. So I was just eating a lot of pizza.
Right.
Great time.
All right.
Nice job.
Do you remember any of the questions you answered?
There were questions about Michigan specifically, like population size or something like that. There were some questions about hockey. I think there was only one baseball question, honestly. There was more like other sports. And I was like, oh, well, the answer is probably the Detroit guy for the sports questions, right? And it wasn't always like that, but somehow we won enough. So.
Yeah, good for you.
Nice
well
job.
Done, Stephanie. 248-539-9797. We just ended up talking with the office with Heather about her days as stadium host and her, she would give away prizes and ask trivia questions and stuff from lotto tickets to tires. And Gator had a great story about being in dog row with Pegger, just the two of you, and you had 20 hot dogs for the two of you, and you end up giving away 18. But we were just wondering if you ever won anything at a game. Matt is next. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
Great.
Hi, Matt.
So this isn't a baseball, it's a football thing, but back when we first season, we had Jared Goff, we went to the family day at Ford Field, and there wasn't a ton of people there, and it's, they go out and practice on the field and everything else and do a little scrimmage, and at the end, Jared Goff started signing footballs and chucking them out in the crowd, and my son caught one.
Oh, that's cool. That's really cool.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Was it a good catch? Was it a what was the degree of difficulty? Was it in traffic?
There weren't a lot of people there, to be honest. But he fumbled it, but he got it late. It wasn't a catch. Sorry, son.
It was a so he didn't finish the process.
Right. Yes, yeah. He didn't complete the process.
Sounds like it was a contested catch, though.
Right. So there was some forces working against him.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. We'll get to more of these. Coming up, Lions question. And maybe there's some subtleties about the schedule that will help the Lions in 2025. We'll get to that today at 11:05 here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Well, here we go. The weather has gone from cold and dark to hot and sunny in just a blink of an eye, like it does for us here in the state of Michigan. We're used to it. And I love the heat like everybody else loves the heat, but I don't want my house to be so damn hot this summer. And I think you guys should do what I do, which is call Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Make sure that your AC is running cold. And if you got a pool in the backyard, make sure that's running warm this summer. The red, white, and blue trucks, they're on their way. Just call Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling today or schedule an appointment at birminghamplumbingco.com. Birmingham Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, your Metro Detroit boiler experts.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Did you ever win anything at a game? We'll get to some Lion stuff. I want to know strategy. What's your strategy this year, Lions ticket holders? We'll explain in the 11 o'clock hour some subtleties of the schedule that might benefit the Detroit Lions. In the meantime, I got a Tiger series to preview. Actually, we'll get to that next hour. Are you going to eat that in the noon hour? Busy day here on a Friday. I'm Carson Anderson. We go to Jeff. You're next on 97.1. Hello, Jeff.
Hey guys. Hey. First-time caller.
Thank you.
So I've got a pretty cool story. I went to a game late in 1993. That was the first year that Ilitch owned the team with a couple buddies.
Which sport are we talking about?
Tigers.
Okay, great.
And I don't know if you remember at that time that he was trying to create some excitement, giving away prizes and entered a raffle and won a 1994 Z28 Camaro.
Nice.
Whoa.
Nice.
How'd you win it?
Entered a raffle, and 2 days later, they called me up at work and said, hey, you won the car, and I thought my friends were playing a practical joke, so I took the person's number, called them back, and I won the car.
Yeah, okay, so you didn't know you won, like they didn't have a drawing during the game, they did it later?
They did it later, but okay. It was 2 days after the game that I went to.
Sweet. I bet. I don't know how old you were, but I would imagine. Obviously, younger in younger days. I don't know if there'd be anything better than winning a Camaro.
Yeah, that's just pretty exciting. Never thought that I would win.
Yeah, cool. That's a pretty sweet one. That's awesome. Hard to top.
Won a car.
1993. Do you remember the 93 Z28 Camaro Gator? Your car.
I think he said 1994.
Did he? Okay, yeah. My apologies.
No, I mean, it just Camaro really didn't. That's before they went with the retro look, if I'm not mistaken. So it's still the Camaro that they had from the same kind of look in the 80s and the 90s, but the Z28 was nice.
Yeah. Nick is in Livonia next on 97.1. Hello, Nick.
Scott, Doug, how are we?
Hi,
Nick.
So way back in the day, this might date me a little bit, but the Plymouth Whalers at CompuWare Arena had a contest. You'd give them some money and they give you a rubber puck. And Chuck-a-puck was always maybe my favorite thing as a kid, is just thousands of pucks would be coming over the glass before they put the netting back up. And I, in the span of 7 days, I won Chuck-a-puck twice at two separate Whalers games. And they end up giving you a bag, like a little lunchbox that has four tickets to any game for the remainder of the regular season, and then a couple of Whalers like memorabilia. It was very cool.
How would you win Chuck-a-puck?
They put out a tarp at center ice, and you have to be the closest to the dot on the tarp. A crow just landed on my car. Get away! You have to chuck the puck, and whoever is the closest to the dot in the center. And I won twice within a week.
That's amazing!
Wow! How many? You said you went to Whalers games regularly. So did you enter chuck a puck a lot?
I probably had more than 50 at bats as a kid.
Okay, so you actually were kind of good at it.
I mean, you can call it luck-based because that's exactly what it was. You got to play the role really good. Most of the time, if you're sitting more towards the glass, you actually have a worse shot. You want to be up. There is no nosebleeds at CompuWare, but you want to be higher up for a better angle at it.
Did you parlay this into like a young Little League career? Did it aid you in playing baseball, or did you not play baseball? You're just a hockey guy.
So my only organized baseball at all has been adult beer league softball, actually.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Chuck a puck legend, Nick in Livonia, 2-time winner. Thanks for calling.
Way to go, Chuck. Yep. Or Nick. That was Nick. Chuck a puck. You know what else I like?
Do you think it was Chuck did Nick a puck?
Right. Can you get it close to the puck? What I liked about that last part was he said that because there's a distinction
between
beer league softball guy and slow pitch softball guy. It's the same thing, except one's a heck of a lot more competitive. Beer league guys, we're just here to have fun.
I'm here for the beer.
Yeah, the other guys are there keeping stats.
Yep. I want to see my OPS go up.
Yeah, my ERA go down.
I'm looking for my 1,000th career hit.
Yeah. I'll let you know about it. Hey, guys. I want you to know that was my 1,000th career hit.
Do they stop the game, or like how's this supposed to work?
You're amazing.
Tip the cap to the crowd.
All that before you're 40? Incredible.
Let's go to Brian and Ipsy.
Oh,
lost Brian. George is next on 97.1. Hi, George.
Hi, how you doing?
Great.
Good. Good. So, a Rodney White jersey or a Camaro? I was at a Pistons game, and it was Fan Appreciation Day.
Yeah.
So, about a little card at the beginning of the game, and they didn't think nothing of it. They, at the end of the game, they called out 13 winners, 1 through 13. I started walking out, and I heard my name called as the 13th winner. Sweet. So they said report behind the Pistons bench. I had no idea. So we got the game worn jersey of the players. And since I was number 13, I couldn't pick the player, so I got Rodney White's jersey. But I had everybody sign it. He came out with it underneath his back. And played it like he didn't have a jersey to give me. It was kind of funny,
that's
but
great.
I'm like, I got a Rodney White jersey. Sweet. What do I do with this?
Do you still got it?
Yeah, Oh, yeah. It's in my Hall of Fame at home.
Yeah, hang on to that. That could be worth, maybe some money,
Everybody signed it. I mean, it was pretty cool.
Hey, thanks for sharing, George.
Or it's feedback. Future garage sale item.
You just never know.
I think you kind of know at this point.
See, what if Rodney White stumbles upon the cure to cancer? Then that jersey becomes
valuable. You're right. Yep. Somebody, Kang mentioned it earlier. Somebody check out the LinkedIn page. Find out what he's up to these days.
Chase writes in, I want to win the 50-50 at a Lions game. It's like $300,000. That'd be good. Jeff writes in, my side hurts. If calculus was used with hot dogs, we had some fun.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Gator, ha ha, I'm literally dying. That's from Kevin. My friends and I were in the Izzone in college. They would give away pizza during the games to fans randomly chosen by the camera person. For years, we tried to be the ones chosen for the pizza and failed. In our senior season, they banned big signs in the Izzone, so we each had to sneak small parts of a very big sign into the Izzone. And when the time came for the pizza giveaway, we constructed a giant green arrow that pointed to us. Finally, we won pizza for our row.
That's getting it done.
That is.
That's using the noggin.
It's a well-thought-out strategy.
Yes. Coordinated.
At the palace, I caught a pizza that was parachuting in from the rafters. I was disappointed it was just a coupon and not a pizza. Well, it has to be a coupon.
Yeah.
If you throw a box or have a box with actual pizza in it, it's going to get awfully messy.
But thank you for answering the question people had before it happened, which was there actually pizza in there? Was there like a one slice of pizza? Or no, it was just a coupon. Remember those, the parachutes? That was awesome.
Why, you don't want to do the piping hot straight from the oven pizza? Come on! This society's gotten soft.
Okay, Gator, if Y equals 2 hot dogs squared, solve for Y.
Yep.
When I was about 9, I was at a Lansing Lugnut game at Oldsmobile Park, and I caught a hot dog out of the hot dog cannon. That was pretty epic. Chris and Warren, opening weekend Tiger game. Brother got asked trivia questions about the Red Wings. Run 1 row free hot dogs. Got on Jumbotron. Pretty cool.
Nice.
Guys, we were at the Charlotte Checkers hockey game, and our row won Chick-fil-A sandwiches. There were only 5 of us in the row. They gave us 30 sandwiches. There may have been sandwiches that hit the ice. The Checkers won 8-1. That's from Joe at work.
Now, okay, I know you're a big fan of Chick-fil-A.
Huge.
If you're in a Chick-fil-A sandwich row.
Yep.
Okay, it's just you and a buddy.
Yep.
And then people start coming over, and you've got 20 sandwiches. How many are you keeping?
9. Wow. Well, it's how long can they keep? Now, if you have extra Chick-fil-A sandwiches, you got to
You're not
take,
bringing them home.
No, yeah, well, yeah, I am. You got to take the buns off. You put the bun comes off, and you take the pickles off because it'll get really soggy. So you put the sandwich then in the fridge, and then you pull it out, reheat the sandwich separate, and then put it back on the bun. Not that I've done this.
No.
Jeremy in Lima, Ohio. Gator telling of the dog roast story literally made my day, had me dying laughing. Jeff in New Hampshire, love the show. Hot dog row, I'm laughing so hard. Good. I'm glad you're enjoying it. Rex from Milan, I was at a Tiger game and filled out a slip to win a Joel Zamaya jersey. 2 days later, I got a call that I won the jersey. I still have it to this day. And Justin in Woodhaven, I turned on the radio in the middle of the dog row conversation. The way Gator was talking about, I thought it happened 2 days ago at the park. It really seems to be a top 3 moment for him.
Dude, that's a core memory, man. It's a core memory.
It's up there.
Oh, we know.
Yeah.
I love it.
Like years from now, it is obituary. It will mention
was once in Dog Row.
That's some ballpark memories.
Carson Anderson, 97.1, the ticket.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. Going up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button. Going down. We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.